1-1 with the pros, and we have Brad Dungeons in with us here. And how you doing there, Brad?
I'm doing great today, Tom. It's a beautiful day.
Isn't it, though?
It's just one of those days in Oklahoma. We're hanging on to summer as long as we can. The great weather we've had all summer, and it's still green in Oklahoma this time of year. It's very rare to have such a green landscape. But anyway, it's beautiful, and we're very busy out at the dealership.
How busy is busy?
Busy is busy. I mean, we've had times this week. We actually a little bit undermanned. We've had some change people off on vacations, mm-hmm. and bringing in some new members to the team and new technology and stuff. So there's a lot going on out there. But we've had times this week where our oil changes were, the wait was up to 90 minutes or a couple hours, but we've really managed it pretty well. And I want to remind people now, you can go online, go to either of our dealership websites, and you can see the actual wait time for our oil change right there. You can check in mm-hmm. before you arrive so that when you arrive, we're there waiting for you and ready to just about begin your service at that point. So rather than coming down and asking us how long is the wait, waiting that 30 minutes and then we start your change, you can just do your waiting, shopping or at home, whatever, and come on down when we're ready for you. And that's available now online. Just go to Schedule Service. On either of our websites, mm-hmm. Dungeness 4, DungeessChoice.com, Dungeness Toyota, Dungeness Lincoln, they all will feed you to that. And if you can't find it, go to Facebook and find us there. We're easy to find. But I love this schedule service tool and the ability to see that wait time. And, you know, even with one of our key advisors in the Ford side off this week, mm-hmm. we've managed to keep the system up
wow.
and going, which is always a challenge when a key guy is missing mm-hmm. in an important role like that. But he needed his time off and time on vacation. And with the heat, and I want to shout out to the team that's been there this week taking care of people, to Shadow and Melanie and the rest of them. I know it's been really hot, and they've been very busy. But we're all there to take care of you, and busy again this morning.
Team service, man. You got to like that.
That's what our dealership's all about. You know, we've been talking about this all year, really, but this is our 90th year in the car business in
Hard
Oklahoma
to
as yeah. a family. And it goes back to that team spirit back in the day. And I've told this story a lot of times, but, you know, I've got a picture from 95 years ago of my father and two of his brothers on a basketball team at a Ford dealer in Tonkawa, Oklahoma. And they were 5 years later, they graduated college and came back, and my grandpa Bill and his brother bought that dealership mm-hmm. with the help of the dealer at the time. He helped them get going, and that was the beginning of the Ford Empire, I suppose,
or the
legacy. and it's still going. 1929 to today, 90 years, over 75 here in Bartlesville, over 50 years with Toyota. Mm-hmm. We're actually, I found out last week, I was away for the show last week because mm-hmm. I was at a Toyota National Dealer meeting, and we can talk about that in a little bit.
Sure.
But one of the events they had there was a 50-year anniversary for Gulf States Toyota, which is our regional distributor of Toyotas. So we were actually a little bit older than them. We started the year before they did. But they had this, as you entered the party, they were celebrating their 50th anniversary. And you entered it, and they had the dealerships by age and on this path you walked through. Mm-hmm. And we're the fourth to oldest dealer in the region.
Wow.
So in all of the Gulf States region, Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Louisiana, and Mississippi, we're the fourth oldest dealer in existence still. And really proud of those legacies, you know. I think that's often underlooked, you know, the three generations, the power of our community here in Bartlesville and what our people at the dealership have meant, and the teamwork that is where we started, right?
Yeah.
And the ability for our team to continue to change through all that's happened since 1929 and really still be on the forefront of what's happening in our car business and the transportation world. I think going back to the beginning, 1929, and And on the showroom now, we traded in the last couple of weeks for a 1929 Ford Model T.
Whoa.
Can you believe that, Tom? Somebody actually
That's
traded
fun.
It in.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's on the showroom. It runs and drives great. It's an amazing vehicle. Come check it out. I mean, you really, if you're interested in that, come check it out. I suppose it's for sale. We're going to keep it for a while.
Museum piece is what I'm thinking, man.
Yeah, I love that. Anyway, it's there for you to look at. Going back there, that's a 90-year-old vehicle. And, you know, and we're still going strong just like that Model T. But if you think about it, back then, you know, there weren't even good roads. I mean, most of us out in this part of the world were getting around on horses and buggies. And, you know, there were a few cars. I've got a letter from D.M. Tyler to my grandfather early in the time here in Oklahoma talking about how great the Model T was because it could get him where he needed to go in this part of the world. And very few of the automobiles at that time were tough enough to survive the roads.
Yeah.
And, you know, he was talking about how quickly he could get to Kansas City from Bartlesville. And Mr. Tyler was quite an influence on my grandfather back in the day. And, of course, back to the legacy of our communities around here and what a great history Bartlesville has. And Dewey, of course, too.
Mm-hmm. That had to be I can't even imagine driving from here to Kansas in 1930. And as the crow flies, you got to wonder, one, how good were the roads? Two, how accurate were the maps?
And what was life like when you couldn't just get up and go like we do today?
Oh, I mean, I can't imagine
the freedom when, you know, that we have as individuals now and the kind of, what's that meant for our lives? Mm-hmm. The mobility that we have today. I know we take it for granted kind of as Americans, but, you know, it is a really great luxury. And the fact that we built those roads and those automobiles kept getting better and it created this engine for our whole economy, really, and for the local community. And, you know, for our dealership and the community, we're constantly working to give back to the community and build on that legacy of transportation and mobility and just keep providing people new solutions in that space. I mean, that's really what it's all about. And I know that's what excited my grandfather at the very beginning.
What's next?
Talked about that to his dying day. I mean, and he loved being a Ford dealer and being a part of that really transformation of American society and really made individual mobility possible. And, you know, here we are today with things like, you know, flying cars and driverless vehicles and all that. And, you know, all that's coming, I suppose. But, you know, the we're still a ways off today at the dealership. We've got great product, great technologies, but most of them you still got to drive yourself. And
that's okay. They're fun to drive. They're very fun to drive.
No, I love to drive. I'll miss that someday, I think. But I did mention I was last week at the Toyota National Dealer Meeting. It was a great meeting. It was Toyota's a great company.
Very
forward thinking. They do a lot of stuff around mobility, and that, you know, in that same space, they recognize that our cars have become extensions of our lives. They've invested a lot in the last few years in things like robotics, in human machine interfaces, and how we work with the cars, and what cars will look like in the future. Whether, you know, we talk a lot about driverless cars and that technology and powertrains, whether electric or fuel, you know, gasoline engines and stuff like that. But it goes way beyond that. It goes to how the cars help us in other parts of our lives. Those people, Toyota loves to work on people who have mobility issues, whether it's the disabled or whatever, that, you know, they want to make it so that everybody has access to that kind of mobility and keeps that going forward. And
it's so important.
It really is. And it is, you know, their theme of the meeting was people first. And that's something that I think is really apropos, and it fits with Toyota. It certainly fits with Dungis family of autos and how we look at the world. It was very inspirational. Beyond that, there was a lot of great stuff coming. We've talked before about the all-new Highlander. They'll be out later this year. We'll get our first ones, I think, in December. Mm-hmm. Get volume on them in the first quarter. It's going to be a great vehicle, all-new Highlander in that great, important middle SUV segment. Look for that. Next year, we're also going to have our very first Toyota Racing Development Camry. and Avalon, actually. So, and you know, this is, for some people that might sound a little odd, perhaps, the combination of TRD and its great DNA from NASCAR and the tough Toyota trucks to Camry, you know, the most reliable, stable, you know, classic American, but Japanese
built,
vehicle.
Yeah, it's American built.
But it truly is an American icon vehicle because there's so many of them on the road and so
they're
many
so
loyal customers. They are dependable. But now we're going to put a little bit of that flash in it and TRD, a little speed. The Camry is awesome. It looks it looks great. I was, one of the salesmen and I were talking about it yesterday, and he's already talking about modifying his Camry with some of the TRD stuff. So it, I think that's going to be real popular. Speaking of TRD, there's an incredible TRD Pro 4Runner right on the showroom right now. Rare vehicle. We don't often get the pro level of that, all those vehicles. But you can see that right now. And then imagine what the Camry and Avalon will look like next year. Lots of other great product future stuff coming. Talked about electric vehicles. Toyota will be introducing in the next few years. Talked about new SUVs that will be coming. Lots more all-wheel drive in the Toyota lineup. Many more choices in vehicle powertrain setups, so you'll be able to get hybrids in a lot of the different models. I think you'll get hybrids that are tuned for performance as well as fuel economy in the next few years. I think they're talking about a new Tundra in 2 or 3 years that'll have a world-class powertrain. They talk about a diesel fuel economy and power and a gasoline engine. That was a direct quote from
that's
going to
be interesting
engineer.
To see.
Yeah. Very interesting. Really excited about that stuff coming. So anyway, just Toyota is always at the forefront. They also were talking about, it's kind of a fringe technology they have, which the Mirai is a hydrogen fuel cell vehicle that's only sold in California right now in North America. And there's only six dealers that sell these in near Los Angeles. But the it is a kind of interesting vehicle because hydrogen's a readily available kind of thing in the environment, and you can produce it from waste, basically, also. And so if it could be where you could get a distribution for system for hydrogen and produce it in a way that was effective and efficient, it might be a good choice someday in the future for a different kind of fueling for our vehicles. One neat thing about it is it doesn't take time to charge like electric vehicles. It fills up in about the same time as gasoline. And it has no greenhouse gas effects at all.
In fact, it only discharges little droplets of water, right?
That's right. So it's pretty cool stuff, but Toyota's been a leader in this technology, and now they're giving their patents to other manufacturers. So this brain knowledge, what they've developed, now they're giving it to mostly to luxury brands because they're interested in developing these. But I know that they've given it to many of the leading luxury brands in around the world, and they'll be sharing that technology with them so they can hopefully, I think what Toyota hopes is it'll lead to more vehicles on the road and then to more of the stations growing across the country. And maybe someday we'll be able to do that here in Oklahoma even. And, you know, we get people who ask about it all the time, but that's the reality on Mirai. There will be a second generation of Mirai that comes out next year. And that'll, for those viewers in Southern California, I guess, supposed to be exciting. It is a pretty popular vehicle out there and loyal to people. For people who buy it are buying their second one.
So they're sold on it, yeah.
They are selling them, yeah. So it's interesting vehicle and just one of those things to keep your eye on in the future.
Very interesting indeed. We have so much abundance of hydrogen just right here in our atmosphere.
Yeah.
And it kind of makes you wonder, well, how are you going to pull that out?
Yeah,
do things. Scientists are great. They're wonderful.
I was talking to one of our engineers in the community who was on our service drive and works with the auto manufacturers and works for the oil company here. And, you know, I know he, you know, there's a lot of belief that won't necessarily work. I mean, there's some practical limitations on that. And it's a long way off. I think, we've said this on the show before, you know, what we're going to see in the near future here is there's a lot of choice. You're going to see blending of the various different types of powertrains. Gasoline engines will get more and more efficient as the manufacturers keep working on that. They're all, you know, trying to hit the federally mandated fuel economy standards and meet all the other requirements on pollution and stuff like that. So there's a they have to fit it within a box. But they want to create a great product for Americans, too, that people want, of course. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so learning to create good fuel economy with good power and responsiveness that people want. Things like the EcoBoost engine that Ford's come out with, like the, you know, Toyota's been the leader with hybrid technology from the first Prius all the way to today. I think that's what they're imagining, really, with the hybrid stuff is, you know, like it's taken Prius and hybrids 20 years to get to this point. It'll take something like that with the hybrid type stuff, too. But in the meantime, we'll have electric vehicles. We'll have combination electric gas. We'll have hybrid electric vehicles. We'll have hybrid gas vehicles. So all kinds of different different arrays are going to be out there and choices for people. And it'll really depend on how you use your vehicle. I mean, frankly, that's what it comes down to every day on the lot.
Sure.
Is, you know, okay, what? How can we help you? What transportation issue are you trying to deal with today? Mm-hmm. You know, that's where we focus is trying to help people make a great decision, get great value out of their purchase. It's a complicated thing today. I mean, there's lots of, you got to pick the car you want. And in a lot of ways, that's the hardest thing and all the choices and different technology things and that are out there. But, you know, we all post the price today. So the price is pretty simple. It's a matter of getting everything lined up right on your trade, on the loan, on the various requirements as far as paperwork and all that. That all goes on in the background. So hopefully we can be as fast and efficient as possible selling you the car. But really the time is spent in helping you make the right decision.
Well, very good. I remember when those hybrids first came out. A friend of mine bought one. He said, I'm going to do this. This is going to be great. This is going to be wonderful. And he started it up. He goes, oh my gosh. I said, what's wrong? He said, I don't know that it's on. And it took him a while to really listen carefully because he said, now, added bonus, very, very quiet. He said, there you go. You're not going to bother your neighbors.
You're going to realize that if you've never driven a hybrid vehicle.
It's
gasoline engine will get going when it needs it. What this is it's got a battery-powered electric engine in there and a gasoline engine. So, and it blends the two together to give you the power you need.
Yes.
So at some points, it just needs electric. And at some point, when you're asking for more power, it's going to apply the gasoline engine too. Mm-hmm. You've still got the gasoline engine in there so that if for some reason you don't have electric available, if it's a plug-in hybrid, you can't get back to plug-in, or if it's just a regular battery hybrid, if the battery failed for some reason, you'd still have
gasoline.
The backup, so you've got the choices. And it is silent. You come to the stop at a red light, and it is quiet. It is very different. And, you know, there's, you know, had to retrain pedestrians a little bit. As more vehicles are silent, you can't hear them anymore coming. So it's an interesting evolution. But, you know, that it's come a long way, that hybrid technology, since those first vehicles. And it is really, you know, to the point of the battery we were talking about, Toyota announced that in the 2020 model year, they're going to expand their warranty on the battery element to be the longest warranty in the industry. I believe it's 10 years, 150,000 miles that'll be on the battery for hybrids. Just to relieve everybody's concern about the cost of the battery, it is an expensive element if it ever needs to be replaced. But I'll tell you, folks, of all the hybrids we've sold and across the world for Toyota, you know, that's a very rare problem to have is a battery failure. They're very solid, stable technology. And it is something that eventually is going to wear out over time as the vehicle's used. But to be honest, we're seeing these vehicles go for hundreds of thousands of miles way beyond what might have been expected at the beginning without needing to be replaced. So it's a great technology.
Now, that had to be some kind of a a deal you went to with the Toyota dealerships, all in attendance there. You know, people kind of comparing notes saying, wow, you know, we've been doing this for a while. And it's kind of right there front center, just how many changes have taken place.
Yeah, well, it is neat. And it's one of those few times where it's all Toyota in this environment. Mm-hmm. It's there, all the dealers from around United States, but we also had dealers from Mexico and Canada, Puerto Rico. There's a full contingent from Japan. Mm-hmm. Akio Toyota was there, Mr. Toyota himself. Mm-hmm. So there's a full worldwide representation of Toyota, really. And so it's really a great chance to really get immersed in the Toyota way and mm-hmm. such. Next week, I'll be here for the show. I'm not sure because I'm leaving on Thursday to go to the Ford National Dealer meeting, too.
And, there you go.
And that'll be... a quick meeting out and back Thursday and Friday, but mm-hmm. I should get similar kind of information to bring back to you the week after about Ford technology that's going to be coming, new product that's coming. I know they have a lot of great stuff to talk about, too.
Now, Toyota has some great stuff under the hood, but in the cabin where the driver and the passengers are, anything new we should look for with the new additions coming out?
Well, there's great stuff coming on and continued evolution in how the car and your technology you carry in your pocket, your phone, your mm-hmm. iPad, that kind of stuff, how all those work together. But Toyotas are going to come with standard, with Apple CarPlay or Android Auto. Here in all of them, and they're mm-hmm. coming out in the future. So as the older models are phased out, they'll have this technology. So just keep having a little bit of advancements in the entertainment infotainment cluster mm-hmm. and how all that works. Learning to give you information, things like available parking spaces, finding how much does the fuel cost. You can even find out when movies start, stuff like that. It's incredible what your car can do now, depending on the app that you've got mm-hmm. and the different kind of technology. So that kind of stuff is there. There's a lot of great safety stuff, too. Safety is a big deal in the car business right now as we continue to evolve. Obviously, that's important to all of us. We want to be safe in our vehicles. And so cars are getting better and better at helping us drive and helping us stay in our lane, know when we're drifting, see pedestrians or cross traffic alerts. Cars now can do some of the braking for you in some instances. If there's something that pulls in front of you really mm-hmm. quickly, it'll react quicker than you can. So it's pretty neat stuff. You probably want to check that out.
And, oh, yes.
And most of the manufacturers now, too, have some really cool ways to show you how that works. So, obviously nobody wants to put themselves in an emergency situation
on a test drive.
So how would I know how the safety system works if I were in that kind of situation? Mm-hmm. And most of them now have technology where they can show you that on through a computer or a simulation effect so you can see exactly how it works. It is good because you want to know what to expect if something were like that that were to happen.
Mm-hmm. Now my mind goes back to 1929.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, did they even have fuel gauges on those things? I don't know. I mean, I haven't seen anything from that era as far as being in the cockpit. But
I'll have to go back and look at the Model T to confirm. I have a feeling it probably does have some way to know how much fuel is in there. Uh-huh. But it may not be on the dash would be my guess that it's probably closer to the fuel tank at that point. What's amazing when you spend some time in or around that Model T is you mm-hmm. see really how tough it is and how well built that machine was.
Yeah.
I mean, it is rock solid. And I guess that's why it's lasted 90 years. but it truly is an amazing vehicle. And like I said, on the showroom right now, come check that out. We got another older Ford out there, too, a Model A cargo vehicle, too. So a couple old Fords on the showroom. If you're into that stuff, come check that out. Or Obviously, I have the new vehicles too. Haven't talked much about Lincoln, but it's a big time for Lincoln. We will get our new Aviator, I promise, soon. It hasn't arrived yet.
I saw that on TV last night.
We are getting questions every day now about Aviator, and it's going to be an outstanding vehicle. We've had the new Explorer here for a couple of weeks, a month or so, and it's doing great. But the Aviator is going to be a step above and out and a new kind of putting the stake out further for Toyota, for Lincoln rather. Mm-hmm. And great technology in this vehicle, comfort, effortless is Toyota's theme. And the way this handles and drives, mm-hmm. the comfort level inside, the way it looks and feels when you're in the vehicle, it's just really like nothing else. And then you've got some other great stuff we can show you on it, whether it's the 17-way adjustable seat or the Revel audio system or the entertainment packages for the kids, the great ride adjustment stuff, the power of the engine. I mean, it's they're going to have a full electric Aviator eventually. Lots of great stuff coming in that space.
Well, when we were checking it out last night, Miss Susie and I just took a look and said, well, that's it. Take my money. because it is just that doggone sleek and smooth and anything you can imagine in there to make that a nice quality ride.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's coming. It's right on the threshold. I've got Nautilus, a few of those in stock now. A very similar vehicle, mm-hmm. a little bit smaller than the Aviator, but it got all that same technology. Just came out a few months ago. I mentioned the great Toyota stuff that we got coming out. Ford is going to be evolving and continuing to come out with other neat stuff, more technology in the Super Duty and F-150. Mm-hmm. We've got great deals on those right now, too. If you're an emergency service provider mm-hmm. or somebody in the military, we've got special rebates for you. We've also got stuff going on our used cars. We've had made a buy the last couple of weeks of a whole bunch of used vehicles. We've been out scouring the country looking for good deals on a slightly used couple-year-old vehicles. We've got a great selection right now of 2018s, 16 to 18, somewhere in there.
The sweet spot.
Especially that 18 model year mm-hmm. now that's just going to be a couple years old. These are low-mileage vehicles that are in great shape. And most of them will be either manufacturer or done just Q-certified, so they're going to come with some kind of warranty in most cases. And they're going to be great deals. So you might want to check those out. I think a whole bunch of them just arrived yesterday and they're going through service now. So you might check that out this weekend or just give one of our guys a shout and he can tell you what's up with those. They'll be online right away, but it'll take us a while to get pictures mm-hmm. up and get everything set on the vehicle.
One quick question. We live here in Oklahoma. You sell Ford F-150, 215, mm-hmm. 350 pickup truck. How do you keep them in stock? Because that's all I see on the road.
Well, it's tough. And there's a whole bunch of options on that vehicle, too. So, that's something I always like to remind people. There's probably 15 or 16 million different buildable F-Series vehicles in all the different mm-hmm. models, options, trim levels, different ways you can put mm-hmm. it together with colors and seats and all that. So I can't have the entire world's inventory on our lot in Bartlesville. And that's the case for all
everybody.
Every vehicle and every dealer, really, even the largest ones can't have everything. But, of course, it appears they do at times. And so just because we may not have, 1,000 cars on the lot, we've got 300 or 400 at any one time. Mm-hmm. But just because we don't have 1,000, don't think we can't get it.
Oh, yeah.
Every vehicle that's out there, we have access to. We will go and scour the earth to find that right car for you if we don't have what it takes here at Bartlesville. So even if we don't have that F-150 you want, or if we're looking lean on a particular model, I know right now we don't have a great selection of RAV4s, for instance. We've
Another
been selling
big
those
seller.
Like
yeah.
crazy.
Yeah.
And got a brand new model there, but I just can't keep them in stock. Everybody around the region is selling them, but they will trade with us, so I can get those for you. Just come see us. We don't want to lose your business. We really do want to earn your business, and we don't want you to have to go to Tulsa. You do not need to do that.
No.
We can save you time and money, a lot of stress. We're going to make it simple and easy. We definitely want to make it a transparent purchase. We do everything we can to help you buy a car in the way you want to. Mm-hmm. And that's what I work with my team every day on. We have a lot of great new technology we're going to be rolling out from new trade tools, mm-hmm. where you help us evaluate your trade. The salesman will work with you to get the most for a trade, to new website tools. So there's a lot of great stuff coming here soon, too.
Right there on 75, the west side, the best side. That is the Dudges family of automobiles. Brad, thank you for being in.
Thank you, Tom.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400 K1.
Dignity, compassion, excellence. Stump Funeral Home and Crematory, Bartlesville, Nowata, Barnstall.
This is KWON Bartlesville, K227 CQ Bartlesville. This is CBS.